You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. Sexual healing encompasses far more than mental processes and beliefs. It fundamentally involves the body's physical responses, memories, and innate wisdom. Many individuals find themselves struggling with intimacy, arousal, or pleasure, despite years invested in therapy or conscious self-reflection. This persistent challenge isn't a sign of failure, but rather indicates how deeply the body's fascia, our connective tissue network, can hold on to protective patterns. The fascia serves as a sophisticated storage system for various experiences, including trauma, chronic stress, and internalized cultural shame around sexuality. These stored patterns manifest physically during intimate moments through tension, numbness, or bodily disconnection. Even when the mind consciously desires intimacy and connection, the body may automatically shift into a protective state, effectively going offline or responding with an instinctive no. This mind-body disconnect helps explain why traditional talk therapy, while valuable for many aspects of healing, may not fully address deeply embedded physical patterns. Someone might intellectually understand their sexual challenges and actively work on positive thinking and open communication, yet their body continues to maintain its protective stance. This physical resistance isn't a sign of therapeutic failure, but rather demonstrates how thoroughly the body's protective mechanisms can operate independently of conscious intention. The healing approach emphasizes working with the body's wisdom, rather than attempting to override or force change. Instead of pushing through discomfort or trying to manufacture pleasure, the process begins with developing gentle awareness of bodily sensations. This might involve simply noticing what's present in the moment, whether that's tension, numbness, tingling, or no sensation at all. The key lies in maintaining curious attention without judgment, allowing the body to feel safe enough to gradually release its protective patterns. As safety and trust develop within the body's systems, new possibilities for sensation and pleasure can emerge. This process often unfolds in unexpected ways, with healing manifesting through small, surprising moments of connection or awareness. The body's natural capacity for pleasure may begin to return as protective patterns slowly release, though this journey unfolds at its own unique pace for each individual. A practical example of this body-centered approach involves a simple yet powerful exercise: placing a hand over the heart, chest, or pelvis while taking slow, conscious breaths. The focus isn't on generating specific sensations or forcing pleasure, but rather on building awareness of whatever experience is present in the moment. This might include subtle sensations like warmth or tingling, or simply a basic sense of presence and connection to that area of the body. Importantly, feeling nothing is also a valid experience and part of the process. This approach fundamentally shifts the perspective on sexual healing from a goal-oriented process to one of patient exploration and discovery. Pleasure is recognized not as something to be forced or performed, but as an inherent birthright that can be gradually reclaimed through gentle attention and acceptance of the body's current state. This view validates the complexity of sexual healing while offering practical tools for engaging with bodily wisdom. The journey becomes more about building a compassionate relationship with one's body than achieving specific outcomes or meeting external expectations. Through consistent practice of gentle awareness and acceptance, individuals can create the conditions for their natural capacity for pleasure and intimate connection to reemerge. This patient, body-centered approach acknowledges that healing happens at its own pace, guided by the deep wisdom of our physical selves. This understanding transforms sexual healing from a purely mental exercise into a holistic process that honors the body's role in both protection and pleasure. It provides hope for those who have felt stuck in their healing journey, offering a framework that validates their experiences while opening new possibilities for growth and connection. By working directly with the fascia and honoring the body's protective patterns, individuals can begin to unlock deeper layers of healing that complement and enhance their existing therapeutic work. Thank you for joining us on The Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, Explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.